Okay, we are up to Perek Yud Zayin in Melachim Beis. This is a jam-packed Perek, a tragic Perek, famous stories in this Perek, and here we go. This starts off, the Pasuk tells us, in the 12th year of Achaz, the king of Yehuda, who we spoke about in the last Perek, he had died, and Chizkiyahu, his son, takes over. We'll get back to Chizkiyahu, B'Hashem, in the next Perek. But now we go back, as this whole Sefer vacillates between Malchi Yehuda and Malchi Yisrael, we go back to Malchi Yisrael. The last king was Hoshea ben Ela. He had assassinated Pikeach, and the Navi says that he ruled for 9 years in the 12th year of Achaz. We'll have to see exactly whether that's true or not. He did Ra b'nei Hashem, not as bad as the previous generations, but he was pretty bad. What happens? The Shalmaneser, the king of Asher, comes, makes Hoshea into an Eved. Eventually, Hoshea rebels against him, and he tries to enlist the help of the king of Egypt, called So. The king of Asher finds out about it, then he is not happy. So what does he do? He surrounds and besieges the northern kingdom, and then he eventually attacks the northern kingdom. He puts Hoshea in jail, and he exiles the rest of Ashur. This was the final stage of the exile of the ten Shvatim. Remember, we said there was some Naphtali and Zvulun in the previous Perek, and we have Reuven and Gad mentioned elsewhere in Divrei Hayamim, and now we have the rest of Malchi Yisrael now go into Galus, and instead the king, who Chazal say is Sancherev, brought in other people to live in this area. Before we continue with that, the Navi goes on and has somewhat of a history about what happened, Malchi Yisrael, what happened to this whole these hundreds of years that were sinned and sinning and sinning. Vayihi chatu bnei Yisrael Hashem lokeyem, Hashem, why did he eventually exiled them? Because they sinned so badly, and Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim, Bayulam Acherim, and they worshipped other gods. Vayelchu b'chukos ha'goyim, Meshehorish Hashem. Hashem allowed them to build up a malchus, but they followed all the other nations, and they did Avodah Zarah, and they rejected God, and they built Matzevas and Asherahs, everything, all the types of Avodah Zarah. And Hashem sent Nevi'im, the Navi describes, Vayad Hashem b'Yisrael b'Yehuda b'yad kol Nevi'ei kol chozeh. Do tshuva, and it'll be great. V'lo shameo, they didn't listen. They were k'shei oref. They were brazen. V'yimasu es chukav, they were disgusted with the laws of Hashem. Throughout all the kings, if we think about Achav, and we think about all of the kings in the history that we've been talking about over the past couple of months, and they follow nonsense, and they set up the alternate Beis HaMikdash up north, and they were into Nichush, they were into Kisum, and Hashem gets very angry, Lo Nisha Raksheva Yehuda Lavado, and he exiled, and only Yehuda is left in Eretz Yisrael. Vayimas Hashem b'kol Zerei Yisrael, vayani vayitnei b'yad shosim. Hashem had enough, so he threw them out. Kikara Yisrael Me'al Beis David, they ripped away the kingdom from Malchus Beis David. We'll have to talk about that. They followed Yeravam throughout the ages until finally Hashem sends them into Ashur. So that's just a repeat of what just happened, but a little Jewish history. So then the Navi describes, in this Perek, the king of Ashur wants to make sure that nobody feels at home, so he brings the Kusim, famous story of the Kusim. Actually, he brought them from a few places, Bavel, Kusa, Ava, Hamas, a couple of other places, but they're called the Kusim, and he puts them in Arei Shamron, and they live there. But they did not fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were over to Avodah Zarah, and Hashem sent them lions, and the lions were killing them. And the king of Asher says, what's going on? And he was told, because they're in Eretz Yisrael, and they're worshipping idols. So he says, okay, somebody has to teach them how to live here. They obviously wanted to leave. So they bring one Jew from somewhere, from Ashur, and he teaches them, so they worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Pashas L'Psukim. They don't give up their Avodah Zarah, but they just also worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and somehow that is able to leave them and keep the lions away. And the Perek ends off. Pashtus is describing the Kusim. Other Rishonim say it's describing the Ten Shvatim. But it ends up saying how they kept living there, following Avodah Zarah and following Hashem at the same time. And this is what their children do ad Hayom Hazeh. That is the end of Malchi Yisrael, end of that line. And for the next Perek, we'll get back to Malchus Beis David. So here we go, Perek Yud Zayin. Bishna Shteim Esrei, L'Achaz Ben Yehuda. So in the 12th year of Achaz, Hoshea takes over. Rashi, based on Seder Olam, points out that can't be the cases, because really in the 4th year already, he killed Pikach, right? He killed that, so it can't be that he only became king later on if he already committed the assassination earlier. So, says Rashi, it must be that he became somewhat of a king, but he was still under Ashur. And in the 12th year is when he became independently a king, when he rebelled, and that's when this whole story starts. So, Vayatzara b'nei Hashem, Rak loka malchi Yisrael, Asher hayu lefanav. The Navi does say that Hosea was bad, but he wasn't as bad. What do you mean he wasn't as bad? So, Chazal tell us, Rashi quotes it, that he removed the guards that Yeravim ben Nevat had stationed, making sure people don't go down to Yerushalayim for Alila Regel. He removed them. The Gemara says it's the end of Tainus. One of the six reasons that we're happy on Tu B'Av is this. This happened on Tu B'Av. Ula Amar, Lamed Amabez in Tainus. Yom Shebita Hoshea ben Ela, Prus Dios Shehoshev Yeravim ben Nevat. Al Hadrachim, Shelo Yalu Yisrael Regel. On that day, the Amar, Leza Sheir to Yalu. See, he wasn't great. What did he say? He didn't tell them, go to the Beis HaMikdash. He said, Leza Sheir to Yalu. Now you have a choice. You want to go to Yerushalayim? Go to Yerushalayim. If not, not. And that's what Rashi says in Tainus. That shows that he wasn't great. Right? Hoshea ben Ela Rasha Haya. He was a Rasha. He just wasn't as bad. And he gave them the choice to go to Yerushalayim or to stay here, but that's what the pasuk means, that he wasn't as bad. Rashi here, a Navi, does add that this ended up working out negatively for Klal Yisrael, because now they had the choice and they didn't go. That makes it even worse than earlier. Lufisha batlu pardesios vehem nimnu milalos teregel nechtam gzardinam legalus biyamav. That was it. And the Mefarshim wonder, this was it because they didn't go Aliyah LeRegel, that's why they ended up having Galus. So the Pashtus is that, no, that wasn't it, but that was the final straw. They did all terrible things, but maybe the Mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel protected them. It has some special power to protect them. But once they did this, so then that was it. That's another way how you get out of the question of, there are many different chazals about why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Even the second Beis HaMikdash. Was it Sinas Chinam? Was it Lo Bircho Batara Tchila? Was it Amdu Divreyam Aldin Torah? Various Gemaras put together. So some say there were certain reasons, but Torah protected them. And once they didn't have Chashivas of Torah, so then they were punished for all of the other sins. So here too, Aliyah Regel might not be the sin, though one might say there is a smichus in the psukim. Some point out that Aliyah Regel itself, you don't recognize the uniqueness of Yerushalayim. Okay, so you'll leave. I'll send you out from Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so what happens? So he does bad. Alav Allah Shalman Eser Melech Ashur. Shalman Eser Melech Ashur. Again, it might be all different kings of Ashur attacking in these prakim, or, as we saw the Gemara in Sanhedrin yesterday, it's all Sancherev, who had eight names. Vahilo Hoshea Eved Vayashev Lo Mincha. Hoshea, the last king of Israel, was his Eved, gave him tribute every year. Vayipso Melech Asher, Boshea Kesher, but then finally the Melech Asher hears that Hoshea is rebelling. He said, send to So Melech Mitzrayim to try to help him out. He didn't send the tribute that year. So Vayatzreo Melech Asher, he surrounded Asher, he put the king in jail, and it was for 3 years siege on Shomron up north. Bishasat Shias Hoshea, finally in the ninth year of Hoshea, his final year, Lachan Melech Ashur at Shomron, he captures it, Vayogel Es Yisrael Ashura. This is it. This is the Galus of 10 of the tribes. Malchei Yisrael is finished, and they go into Galus. Vayashev Osam Bachlach Uvachavar Nahar Gozan V'Ari Madde. They go into all different places. We'll get back to this Galus by Hashem a little later. So now the Navi describes a little back in time. What was the whole history? Why did they go into Galus? And it goes, Vayiki Chatu Bnei Yisrael Hashem Elokeim, they sinned. What's the first point mentioned? Amalo Sameres Mitzrayim, Mitachaz Yad Parah, Hashem saved you. He made you Bnei Chorin. So you're not serving him, so he'll send you into Shimon again. He'll send you into Galus. The Rinas Yitzchak points out that this is terrible. The basis of Yadus is Hakaras HaTov. Kadosh Baruch Hu took you out. So what do you, that's ABCs. If you don't recognize Yitzchak Mitzrayim and serve him because of that, then Hashem will undo it. To call Tachlis, you see his Mitzrayim, Haisal, Hatzilah, Me'avodah Zarah, Ula Kabel Alatzman, Lias Avdei Hashem. The whole purpose was to become Avdei Hashem, and they're not doing that. Ani Hashem Alkecham, Sherosesi, Eschem, Eretz Mitzrayim, Lios Lachem Lelokim. And if you're not having Lios Lachem Lelokim, then forget it. Then the deal is off. I cannot be your king in this land. So he sends them out, and they followed the Goyim Asher Horish Hashem b'nei Yisrael. They followed all the Avodah Zarah, and as is mentioned in a number of sources, when b'nei Yisrael do Avodah Zarah, it's even worse than the other nations doing the Avodah Zarah. The Rinat Yitzchak also says here, she'eshchisu od yoser me'agayim, like the Nesivus writes in the Hakdama Te'echa, she'hirbu lasos psham gedolam yoser kala umos. Remember the tragic and Gemara, humorous, but tragic Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Dalet, where there was a Jew was in a taxi, and they were passing by Pa'or, and the taxi driver says, just wait a minute, I gotta go serve, and he goes into Pa'or, which we know was served by relieving oneself in front of the Avodah Zarah. He comes back into the taxi, he's about to leave. The woman says, wait a minute, I want to go in too. Says, aren't you Jewish? Says, yeah, I'm Jewish. Watch this. He goes in and does disgusting relieving of oneself, and all of the great Kohanim of the Avodah Zarah there said, wow, we never saw somebody worship the Pa'ar so amazingly. So it's machlokas there, whether the person was trying to be a mevaze or actually trying to serve. But either way, if he was trying to serve, so it shows the Jews can reach such low levels. We could be on the highest, we could be the lowest. Right, and that's what it says here, that we followed all the nations in terms of their Avodah Zarah. Vayachapu b'nei Yisrael, pasuk tes. Dvarim asher lo kein. They made up, vayachapu, the mitzvot Sion, mitzvot David means they made up and they covered up certain thoughts. Meaning they said things in private against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzvot David, amru b'seiser al Hashem dvarim she'enam ruyim la'amran. They rejected Hashem, and they built Matzevos and Asherim. Wherever you went, there was Avodah Zarah, there were Matzevos, there was everything. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayar Hashem Yisrael B'Yehuda. Hashem warned them. All the Nevi'im that we've learned about in these prakim. Shuvu midarcheichem haraam, do tshuva, and Hashem will take you back and have the relationship. Below shameyu, they didn't listen. Vayakshuas arpam, korav avosam, they hardened their heart, their necks. She'oref, like the oref of their forefathers. What's that referring to? Well, where in the Torah does it say she'oref? The Mesudas David says, by the Egel, right? So they were am she'oref. So you're following them. Vayimasuas chukavis misbriso, asherkaras as avosam. And they rejected the promise and the covenant that was made earlier. Beautiful Lashon in Tezvava. Yelchu acharei hevel vayebalu. They followed nonsense. They became nonsense. Sin becomes part of who we are. Ve'achrei ha'goyim esher svivosam. They followed all of the nations. They left Hashem. Vayasu le'masecha. Shnei ha'golim. They had the calves up north. They had Asherah. They did not go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pasuk Yud Ches, Vayis Anaf Hashem Ma'od B'Yisrael, Vayisirei Me'al Panav Hashem, gets very angry, Lo Nishar Rak Shevet Yehuda Levado. Only Yehuda is left. Obviously not just Yehuda, the Radak says Binyamin too, but there are many sources, we've discussed this in the past. Binyamin and Yehuda are looked at as one Shevet, often referred to as one Shevet, as they were here. Gam Yehuda lo shamar. Eventually, we'll see Yehuda also didn't follow, but not as bad, not as extreme. Vayimas Hashem b'kol zera Yisrael, vayyaneim vayitznei b'yad shosim, ad asher shlicha mipanav. Ultimately, Hashem sent them out to Golus. The Meshech Chachma points out in Bichukosai on the Tochacha, the pasuk at the end of the Tochacha, even though we went into Golus, that does not mean an eternal rejection of Klal Yisrael. As the pasuk says, v'av gam zos b'yosam b'eretzai v'yem, lo ma'asim I didn't reject totally. I'm still their God. But they have to realize that this is all for their good, is all as a punishment, and hopefully they will learn their lesson. And that's what the Meshech Chachma emphasizes there in a well-known comment where he says, Galus, we should never feel at home in Galus. We should realize it's a punishment. And Hashem set up all of these guards. And after Hashem did it, Chazal followed so many guards for us to stay separate, going all the way back to Yaakov Avinu. He was the first one. Hinei harishon hamored derech umelamed rasheho uma hu avinu azaken Yaakov asher roas kol asher yikro sanu ba'achras hayamim. And he saw we're going to be mitbolel in the galus, and therefore he made many laws. He set up Goshen, and that's what we have to feel. We have to be like a kotz, says the Meshech Chachma. Just like a kotz doesn't have roots and is not nistabach in the with the netiyim and the ilanos, a kotz, a thorn grows. So to Yisrael, shlodim was atzmon lemitzray. We should be separate. And he says, Rachmanu Litzlan, throughout history, now he says many people don't realize that they're separate. And then he has the line, Yachshov, remember when the Meshech Chachma lived, before World War. Yachshov ki Berlin, World War II. Yachshov ki Berlin hi Yerushalayim. Ukimukukalim shebahem asitem, kimitukadim lo asitem. Az yavo ruach so evesar, yakar oso mi gizo. Very strong, sharp words he writes there. But the part of the point is that Hashem didn't reject us totally. He just rejected our lifestyle, and he says we have to go into galus. Continuing, Pasuk Chafalov, what also part of the sin that was done, not just the Avodah Zarah, but also, Kikara Yisrael, Me'al Beis David, Vayamlichlas Yeravim Menavad, they ripped away the Malchus from David, and they were Mamlich Yeravim. And the question all the Mefarshim ask is, they didn't rip it away, Hashem sent a Navi to tell Yeravim he was going to be the king. So a number of answers given. Number one, it was for so long. In the times of Asa, it was supposed to come back, according to one Medrash. But they didn't follow. So that continuation of following Malachi Yisrael was the rejection. Number two, they didn't know the Nevuah. And therefore, the Be'er Moshe explains, why weren't they upset? They shouldn't have been so happy to start a new Malchus. They should have been, no, come on, like when Moshe Rabbeinu was going to die. Right? The Bnei Yisrael said, no, you can't take him. So why weren't they upset? That was the problem that Be'er Moshe explained. They should have had some regret to Amar Kikari Yisrael Afshe Nigzar Kach Aval Haya Yachol Is Kayem Shneim Shlo Yimasu B'Malchus Beis David El Yichyu B'Shalom. Right, they shouldn't have been so happy about this, and the fact that they were, that is part of the problem. They're all of it is rooted in that sin. The pasuk continues, Vayadach Yeravam Es Yisrael Me'achrei Hashem Vechtiem Chata Gadola. Yeravam ultimately is blamed for it all. Why was he blamed for it all? He did terrible things. Why was he blamed for it all? So there is a thought of the Musar HaNeviim, where he mentions here, he set up the altar in the Beis HaMikdash, but he didn't bring in the Baal. That was Achav later on. Achav and Izebel brought the Nevi'ei HaBaal, and even lower. But the point is, says the Musar HaNeviim, only because Yeravam started the sinning, did Achav then, was he able to take it a step further. If Yeravam wouldn't have opened the box of Avodah Zarah, of rejecting Hashem somewhat, he wouldn't have been able, they wouldn't have been able to reject it totally in the future. Al Yadam Na'asu Muchanim L'Avodah Zarah, Va'avera Gareres Avera Acha Avdu Es Avodah Sabal, V'Nimsa De Yeravam Idiyachas Yisrael, V'Echtiyim Chata Gadola. Yeravam gets all the blame here, obviously everybody else gets the blame too, but he also has the blame because his beginning of chait opened the door for all the following even worse chataim. Vayelchom bnei Yisrael b'chachadas Yeravam, and they didn't improve at all. Ultimately, it led to the galus, as Pasuk Chaf Gimel says. Vayigal Yisrael mi'ad maso ashura ad hayom hazeh. The 10 tribes were sent into galus. There is a mysterious machlokas in Sanhedrin in Chelek where the Tanoim argue: are the 10 tribes ever going to come back? Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar. Aseret HaShvatim Einan Asidin Lachzar. Rabbi Akiva says they're not coming back. They went into Galus, and sounds like in the future, right, they're not coming back. Only the two. Shneamar Vayashlechem El Eretz Acheres Kayom Azeh. Ma Hayom Holech Veino Choser. Afheim Holchem Veinem Chosun Diver Rabbi Akiva. They're not coming back. Rabbi Elazar Omer Kayom Azeh. Rabbi says no. Just like the day always has a night and then the day. Ma yom afilu meir afaseres ashvatim sha'afelu lahem kach asida lahayir lahem machlokes tanoim, whether they are coming back. Rov mefarshim assume that Rabbi Akiva shita it has to be limited. Some say that maybe even, only the Rishonim are coming back, the tzaddikim are, the Ramban and Sefer HaGeula. A very short sefer. It's printed in the Kisvei HaRamban. He discusses at length these issues, and he goes through the whole story. But by Yesheni, only the Malchus Yehuda came back. Aser Shvatim went out by Sancherev. They did not come back. Maybe they weren't even allowed to come back by the Rishayon Koresh. But he continues and says that in the future, first of all, some of them did come back because some of the ten Shvatim got mixed into the two in Bavel, and they did come back. And in the future, there's going to be a portion of every shevet back, even in the Pesukim in Yechezkel. The Gemara even darshins those Pesukim elsewhere, that the Bnei Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael is going to be split up into 12 portions, which means that the Nevi'im are going to come back. So maybe it means for a certain amount of time, but either way, that's Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer. But Yavi Melech Asher mi Bavel, fine, let's continue. So what happens after the Jews are exiled, the king of Asher, who Chazal say is Sancherev, bring the Kusim, bring Goyim from surrounding lands, and populate Shomron in the north with them. Why did he do this? Because he didn't want anybody to feel at home went at home. And this is the source, as the Gemara says in a number of places, Sancheriv was Mevalbel the Umos. Nobody could say Bizman Azeh that they are from a certain nation because Sancheriv was Mevalbel the Umos, and therefore nobody has a chazaka of being from a certain land. Right? And that's what the Rambam says in Perek Hay of Hilchas Malachim. There's no mitzvah anymore of Hachramas Shiva Amamin, or because Avad Avdu V'Avad Zichram. Sancheriv mixed them up. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Chavches read Lo Yava Amonim Moavi Bekal Hashem. No, Amonim Moav. We don't trust anybody. Everybody's allowed into the call now. If there's a guy that wants to convert because and marry them because it is post Sancheriv and everybody's mixed up. So what does he do? He brings them in, and right as he brought them in, Lo Yaru As Hashem, they did not fear Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem sends them the lions, and the lions kill them. But the but first they say to the king of Ashur, this is what's happening, and he says, oh, it must be the hand of God. How do they know it's the hand of God? So the Medrash says that the lions killed them, but the lions did not eat them, right? Which is similar to what happened in a couple of, in Malachim Aleph, we had by Ido Hanavi, who was a Navi that was punished, and the lion ate him, but then the lion stayed right by his corpse. They knew it was something unusual. So the same thing here, they knew it was Yad Hashem, and therefore they get a Kohen from the exiled people to come back and teach them how to serve Hashem. The question is asked is that all these nations were serving idols elsewhere. All of a sudden they come here and now they're being punished. Why is that? So the Ramban develops the idea in Vayikra and Achremos, and again in a well-known piece, that Eretz Yisrael is different. Eretz Yisrael, you have to be on a higher standard. And we have to try to be on that higher standard. So what the Ramban says in about 35 lines, and Achremos, the Radak says in one line, the Radak says right here, Ke'eretz Yisrael mukudeshes mikol ha'aratzos velo tisbol ha'aretz ha'toev osahem, based on the psukim there in Achremos. So on a higher level. But then the question is, so why were they punished right away, but the Malchei Yisrael were not punished right away, right? They were there for years. So the Malbim says, but already the Radak has the roots of it also, that all of the Avodah Zarah generally, and the Radak has many examples of this, they believed in Hashem also. They just believed in all this other Avodah Zarah too. Ultimately, a lot of times when Yeravam, his hand was dried up, so he davened to Hashem for me, but then he rejected. So they all recognized Hashem, but they rejected a lot of his powers, but they knew he was there. These nations, what does it say? Lo Yaru As Hashem, nothing, zero. Denial, one difference. Number two, another difference might be, so one of the Mefarshim suggests, that maybe the point is that here, they thought that Hashem has rejected the Jews, and he's not in charge anymore of this land. So Dafka now Hashem has to show that he's in charge of this land still, even though he sent them into Galus. Okay, so what happens? So the Kohen comes and teaches them, and what does the Navi say? The rest of the Perek? They do both. They serve Avodah Zarah, and they serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the question is, how does that help? How does that help anything? So explain some of the Achronim. The Musar Nevi'im says maybe it's based on a major machlokes about whether Goyim are Chayavos in Shituf. Right? Are you allowed to believe in Hashem and something else? So the Jews are not, for sure. That's Avodah Zarah. But there is a line in Tosfos and Sanhedrin. On Daf Sama Gimel, machlokes is what does Tosfos mean? Tosfos there says, talking about making a shvua with a Goy, having a partnership, says the Tosfos, V'yafal pi sh'mishatfin shem shamayim v'davar acher, even though they mention God with something else, lo ashkechan da'asr ligrom l'acherim l'shatef. You don't find that it's usr to cause a guy to make an announcement, to make a shvua with shituf. So does that mean that there's no isra of shituf by a guy? That's what the Ramah says. The Ramah in Kufnun Vav in Arachayim seems to say that there's no goyim or not muzer on shituf. The Behuda screams at the Ramah, how can you say that? It doesn't mean that. It just means to mention it. But obviously they're not allowed to believe it. But maybe that's the pshat of this Gemara. When the Malchei Yisrael were there doing shituf, they eventually got went sent into Galus, because we're not allowed to believe in shituf. But maybe the goyim are allowed to believe in shituf. Nafkamina could be Christianity. That could be a nafkamina in this regard. Either way, the parak continues and ends up talking about what happens to these kusim. They stay and they do avodah zara, and they also happen to believe in God. The Radak says that the last bunch of psukim are talking about the back to the ten shvatim, but we were going with Rashi's pshat. There is a machlokas tanoim, a few places in Shas, about how to understand these psukim, assuming that they're talking about the kusim. Gere arayos o gere emes. Meaning, once they, after the lions came, and then they accepted, was that originally a good acceptance? Gere emes? And then eventually they blew it again. Or even originally, it wasn't a real acceptance. They never accepted not to do Avodah Zarah. It was always Geri Arayos. That's a Machlokas Tanam in a few places in Shas, but we know Bizman Hazeh La'achar, right? At a certain time later on, they were found to all have rejected, and we treat them as not as Jews anymore, even if originally they were. The last couple of psukim describe that we didn't have Yirat Shemayim, or they didn't have Yirat Shemayim. The Malbim emphasizes what each pasuk is going through. He says, talks about Yisias Mitzrayim, he talks about Mandat HaTorah, he talks about the bris that we have. Either way, Lamaisa, whether it's talking about the Kusim or about the Aseres HaShvatim, it's describing that they did not fulfill fully what they should have fulfilled. Ad kan Malchei Yisrael. For the rest of the Sefer, we will be seeing the last couple of prakim relating to Malchei Yehuda and how the time with Bayis Rishon ends. Okay, we'll stop here.